Farmers are known to be good record keepers of the day-to-day weather, but the family of the late Algernon Belfield recently uncovered records that show the northern New South Wales farmer had a phenomenal commitment to amateur meteorology. Over 40 years, starting from the late 1800s, the grazier recorded the most meticulous weather observations. So good, in fact, that they're now being used by scientists to help improve the way weather's forecast in Australia today. Here's environment reporter Sarah Clark.
What started as an annual spring clean at the Belfields' home on the outskirts of Armidale ended up with the discovery of a rare and unique find. Elsbeth Belfield wasn't sure what to do at first.
Well, I said to him, what on earth are you going to do with these weather records? Because I'd had a look at them and they were so complex. And we had various people look at them and they all said, oh, these records are incredible.
And with that advice, she sought a second opinion. And that confirmed that these little books were in fact some of the most meticulous and accurate historical weather recordings in Australia. Here's Elsbeth's husband, Richard Belfield.
It certainly made me very interested because I had no idea what they meant. And they've since found their place in the National Archives, they're in the White House, they're in the UK, they're being studied around the world by various scientific bodies, and I think over time we'll get a lot of material will come out of them.
The reason these books are so rare is the level of meteorological detail that was observed. Most farmers keep rainfall records, but Algernon Belfield took it one step further. Every day at the same time, from 1878 to 1908, he set out on foot to the same spot on his property to update his books.
He would go to his weather station, and my father said you didn't go near him at 10 to 9 because grandfather was on his mission and you just did not disturb him.
And it wasn't just rainfall he was watching. It was humidity, cloud movement, wind speeds, you name it, he checked it.
Cloud, moisture, all sorts of things every day. So there were 10 of them he did. And there's nothing like them in this period.
That's a point not lost on Bill Oates from the University of New England.
A lot of people record rainfalls, a lot of people recording for the government meteorologists, but this is just a one-off standout set.
As well as the detail that Algernon Belfield kept, the importance of his work is the time these records were taken. The Bureau of Meteorology officially started standardised records in 1910, and they didn't start in the New England district until 1961. Martin Babican from the University of Newcastle does a weekly forecast for farmers. He says this data is helping he and others better predict weather here in Australia.
So we are virtually coming up with the tools to give ourselves the best forecast, the best predictable weather pattern for our farmers. If we can't understand the past, how could we expect us to forecast the future?
Professor Martin Babican from the University of Newcastle.